You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Fred Mills, Renee Denton, and Carol Rifkin. Today, talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2011. You've got Tom Waits, Alice Cooper, Neil Diamond, all in the hall on March 14th at the Astoria Hotel in New York City, joined by girl group icon Darlene Love.
Well, Tom Waits is a no-brainer for NCW listeners, I would say, and this is not his first nomination, so it's great to see him get in there. The others, Alice Cooper Band, Dr. John, Neil Diamond, and Darlene Love, that's their first time they've been nominated, which in itself is unique because usually each year's inductees, there's several people that have been nominated a couple of times. So I don't know if that signals anything other than just kind of the luck of the draw this year. The folks that did not get in that were nominated include Bon Jovi, LL Cool J, Donna Summer, the Beastie Boys, J. Geils Band, Chuck Willis, Chic, Joe Tex, Lauren Nero, and Donovan. So that was some pretty stiff competition, but from my point of view, that's a pretty solid roster of inductees. I don't think too many people can complain about it, whereas, it's almost like a parlor game nowadays. Each time the announcements are made, people have to complain about who got in or why did this clown get in when this other person didn't. And it's just kind of like becomes an argument back and forth. But this year I'm happy. How about you? How about you guys?
I think it's a pretty balanced lineup, really, when I look at it. I obviously don't know quite as much about rock and roll as you all, but when I look at Tom Waits, I think they've covered one end of the spectrum because he's completely embraced by the folk scene and the folk revival and folk festivals and all that, and yet here he is being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, and then you've got people on the other end of the spectrum, too. So I think they actually did a really good job of covering the styles and likes and dislikes rather than just picking from one particular aspect of rock.
I'm fairly happy with the inductees as well. I'm a big fan of Alice Cooper, and I understand that for Darlene Love, you mentioned that she was first time nomination and made it in there. I understand that she had a lot of people that were advocating her. Little Steven included in that as well, putting her in front of Aretha Franklin, actually saying that she deserved to be there. I was pretty happy with the inductees, though, I have to say.
Well, one common thread that goes into the dialogues with this each year is how, as time goes on, the early rock and roll pioneers, such as Darlene Love from the late 50s and early 60s, they stand fewer and fewer chances of getting in because each year another whole year's worth of folks is eligible in theory. So I think they need to keep recognizing the true pioneers as long as is feasible. And there's tons more of Darlene's peers that are probably deserving, and I hope that they never kind of lose sight of that because, like last year, I'm sorry, in 2009, Metallica got in. And, no slight to that, but if Metallica gets in, who's a relatively recent artist, then that means someone from the 50s and 60s, in theory, gets shoved aside. And it is a Hall of Fame, so I think it's important to recognize these people in their own lifetimes anyway.
Now, each year, somebody's left out in the cold. Sometimes they're left out of the cold multiple times. And some notable names that didn't get in to the hall this time around: Bon Jovi, LL Cool J, Donna Summer, Beastie Boys, J. Geils Band, Chuck Willis, Chick, and Joe Tex. Now, there's always a robust debate on whether rap and hip-hop artists deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at all, because, by definition, is it not rock and roll?
Right.
Well, last year or the year before, when Donna Summer was also nominated, this huge furor erupted. Why would you put a disco person? And so the navel gazing begins. What is and what isn't rock? What qualifies? What's deserving? And it gets away from the whole aspect of the fact that it's all music. I mean, obviously there is a jazz Hall of Fame. There is a blues Hall of Fame. And so those are kind of no-brainers. But everything else, I mean, rock nowadays in 2010 is an umbrella term for pretty much all popular music. And that includes folk artists and hip-hop artists. I mean, anybody like, Run DMC, who got in 2009, actually, they crossed over to the rock area. So why not? You know, I'm just not that much of a purist. You know, as I go along later in life, I don't think purism has as much grounding in what's going on.
And, you know, another knock on the methods that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame uses to decide on who gets in, another common complaint is that they pick artists that will sell tickets to have people go into the Hall of Fame.
That was the complaint when they put Madonna in, was that they knew that would sell tickets and that would draw eyes when they had the TV broadcast.
Although, I mean, I think it was pretty cool that they picked Madonna. I didn't think that was an inappropriate choice, but...
I would agree with that. Yeah, I'm a Madonna fan.
I didn't
as well.
Think that was an inappropriate choice at all. Thanks,
she was
Renee.
Quite revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, she has been revolutionary. How many CDs has she sold? How many outrageous things has she done? And how much does everyone love her for that? Whether you like her or not, she seemed like a totally appropriate choice to me.
She's influenced many. Yeah, absolutely. Quite a forerunner in the business for women.
Well, you know, as time has gone on, too, the induction ceremonies that we get to see edited versions of, on a broadcast wind up with some pretty intriguing onstage collaborations in the final jam session and everything. There's the ubiquitous Paul Schaefer, always there at the end, you know, but how cool is it? You know, I think one year you might see, I'm thinking maybe one year, Keith Richards and John Fogerty and Jeff Beck were all up there one time, or in my fantasy. Perhaps.
No, I'd like to see that.
But that's the kind of thing that happens. This past year, a big DVD set came out of a lot of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony performances, and included things that you did not see on the broadcast as well. When we were here this time last year, we were celebrating the fact that the Stooges had been inducted after being nominated like four or five times at least, and so... there was vindication, and I think it just says that, getting back to one point I was making, I mean, you can second-guess these things all day long. I mean, you can be a Monday morning quarterback if you want to, but, you know, each year it is what it is, and there's always next year. If your favorite didn't get in there, well, I don't know if there's a place you can lobby specifically, but if you know anybody that's on the nominating committee or on the voting committee, you can sure kind of stick a bug in their ear.
It is the music industry. We got to love it.
Yep.
What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org. We're talking about this year's inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you agree with the choices of the hall? Anybody else that you would say should be there instead or just in addition? For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by new panelists Renee Denton, Carol Rifkin, and Fred Mills. Until next time.